Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I'm sorry, I refuse to use that other term. Friday Eve sounds good, and especially if you've got a slightly longer weekend with Labor Day coming up on Monday. A couple of hours from now, you and I will probably tune in to CNN. I know, doesn't happen often, but we will. And we'll see the first sit-down interview with the Vice President, Kamala Harris. But she's going to be joined by the guy who wants to replace her, so it's going to be like a 50-50 thing. I guess he's there for emotional support or whatever it is. But who is she, really? What did she do when she was in office in California? And we need to know these things. We really, really do. Abel Maldonado is somebody that I knew many, many, many years ago when I was out in California. He was a distinguished member of the California State Senate. He was the lieutenant governor of California. And I was right, sadly. He was the last Republican to ever serve as lieutenant governor. And I'm happy to say that he's here to give us some insight. Abel, it's been forever. Welcome, my friend.
Jeff, thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank you so much. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been far too long. You know, I think better than anybody that I have chatted with exactly who the vice president is, what she did in California. You've seen her up close and personal. Do you mind sharing your sense of that and what you expect from her this evening?
You know, Jeff, I know her. I've known her for a while. We're both constitutional office holders here in California. Watched her from Sacramento when she was in the DA's office. And I am actually shocked that people don't know more about Kamala Harris. We keep hearing that in the polling, that they don't know her enough. Well, look at California, look at San Francisco, Jeff, and it gives you a flavor of what she wants to do to America. San Francisco is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. If you've been there, you drive into the city, it's beautiful. Driving away is beautiful. And the city has just gone to nothing. Storefronts are empty, people walking on the street like zombies, drugs, can't wear open-toe shoes. And do I like to say that about my home state of California? Absolutely not. But it is what we have. And I tell people, just look at San Francisco. It is what they do. And let's not forget, all of Californians' political power from the Democrat side has come from San Francisco. Dianne Feinstein, Jerry Brown, Willie Brown, yep. Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, Barbara Boxer. It's all San Francisco. And now all of a sudden, Jeff, she knows that that doesn't play well on a national basis. Mm-hmm. She certainly knows that it doesn't play well in the swing states. Yep. So let's change who we are, Jeff. Let's just do it overnight. It's what's going on. And I want people to take a little time. Don't believe me. Just go online and look at San Francisco, what's happened. And it's all calm. Crime?
Yep.
Jeff, in California, you can steal $950. No problem. Now, I'm not saying it's just no problem. It's a misdemeanor, but they won't book you because you're out in a minute or two. Mm-hmm. So it takes 3-4 hours to book somebody. It takes 3 minutes to get out. But you can steal $950 in California, and if you don't get caught, Jeff, go to the next store, get another $950.
Yeah.
And if you don't get caught, go to the next one. People don't believe it, or they don't. I mean, it's hard to believe, but it's what we're living in California, Jeff, with Kamala Harris.
I'll tell you something, Abel. I see stories, I see images from San Francisco of stores where, I guess longer than that, 15, 20 years ago when I was out there, where I used to shop when Heidi and I lived out there and the boys were little, and we would shop in those stores. And now there are rows of stores in the city, and it's a beautiful city, that are shut down. And here's the weirdest part about it. My oldest boy recently graduated from Stanford, and he is now living and working in San Francisco. Sadly, I failed miserably because he's a far left wing lunatic. But there's hope, because he's complaining to me about how expensive things are, how difficult it is to buy things from the store because they're all locked up, that there are people living on the streets. And while he's not ready to admit it, man, this is what the vice president, I suppose, wants to do to the rest of America.
100%, Jeff. I mean, to go into a store and get an $8, $9 bottle of lotion, yep, it's locked up. You have to wait till somebody comes in and locks it. I can understand where your son's coming from. It's what's it's happening with everything. Lotion, you go to a parts store, you go to Lowe's, yep, anywhere. Yep. And you know, like you said, this weekend, Laura, my wife, walks in the house. She says, Abel, I just came back from McDonald's. I can't believe it's $46 for a couple of sausage and egg McMuffins. It's what it is. And gas is $5.49 in California. And right now they're on the bus. I think they're in Georgia. I like to call it the Inflation Express, because they should be touting what she's done.
Yeah.
I mean, she's caused inflation everywhere. People can't. I mean, and then, you know, at the convention, they kept hearing they don't want to go back. We're not going back. Well, let me tell you what back was. Low inflation, low gas prices, low interest rates, low unemployment, low crime, no wars, rising wages. I want to go back, Jeff. I want to go back.
I'm right there with you. We're gonna have to jockey for who gets to go first. I'm right there. Absolutely. Did you even see she's apparently scrubbed some stuff on her resume? So instead of on her site, I believe on the website, instead of saying she grew up in Berkeley, it now says she grew up in the East Bay. And I have to think there was a focus group somewhere that said, geez, Berkeley doesn't play well if you're campaigning in Pennsylvania.
Right. And she's born in Oakland. I mean, here in California, we have a hamburger chain called In-N-Out Burger. They've only closed one store ever. One store. Guess where it was? Oakland, California. And the reason they closed it, they said, we're afraid for our customers to go into our restaurant. And it's Oakland. And, you know, at the convention, I saw the convention speech, and I saw her video, and it did show where she grew up in Oakland. Yeah. And it looked like a really nice, the street was clean, but go look at that street today. I mean, let's go back and look at what you really got, what's there today. It's really, really crime. I mean, we must never forget, she was for sanctuary cities.
Yes.
She is a sanctuary district attorney. Yep. And if she could, she would have made the state. And if she can, she'll make it our country. Immigration, she opened the floodgates to the border, Jeff. Yep. And she's the border czar. Who does that? But since she doesn't care, Joe Biden put her in that position. They don't care. Look what's happening today in Colorado. Jeff, look what happened yesterday in San Diego, the Humboldt School District in San Diego. 20 illegal immigrants jumped in a school bus?
It's outrageous.
And it's okay.
You couldn't, honest to goodness, I need to remind everybody, and I apologize for that. Abel Maldonado is joining us. Abel served in the California State Senate. He served as the lieutenant governor. I think you kind of made your bones in Santa Maria, right? You started
That's
with the barbecue,
correct, Jeff.
And you went from there, because it's a very different type of barbecue that nobody understands. But you've been around the block, my friend. You've seen this, and what she promises to do is to, I guess I would say, Californianize the rest of America. The problems with gas, you're talking about $5.50, $6.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
$1 for a gallon of gas, and if you do go and get an electric vehicle, my son's telling me he gets it all the time. He doesn't have one, but he hears in the Bay Area leadership, whether it's Newsom or somebody else, is saying, oh, well, don't plug it in tonight because the grid's not ready. You know, we got too many. So what are they? They just want you to be locked in your house.
Yes, don't use power this week. Or it gets even better yet. You know, she's got this notion on one of her financial incentives is price gouging. She's saying we're going to go after the. I'm a farmer, Jeff. Yes. You're going to tell me what I can sell my avocados for, Kamala Harris? Absolutely not. Right. But she did. Guess what she did here? They got together. They said, we're going to give California a special blend. We're going to overtax Chevron of California. We're going to overregulate Chevron of California. And then when Chevron increased her price, she said, we're going to come after. She sued him for price gouging, by the way. And then so guess what happened 2 weeks ago, Jeff? Chevron of California is no longer here. They left to Houston, Texas. So it doesn't work. This gouging doesn't work. And you know, when she sued Chevron, she sued Chevron in Pennsylvania. So she went after the gas stations over there.
Yep.
Kamala, and you know, right now she's in this process of evolving. And I can understand if you want to evolve on an issue, I guess, but she's evolving on everything.
Yeah.
Because she knows her San Francisco politics, Jeff, just doesn't work in the swing states.
Yeah.
And if you're an independent, you're on the fence, this is really an easy election for all of us because we've lived under Kamala Harris and we've lived under Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, we lived better. We were safer.
Yes.
No wars. We had, I mean,
yep.
And I look at my state, Jeff, and your son's here. We have it all here. Why would people leave?
That's
one reason. The government, Kamala Harris.
That's right. That's right.
So, I mean, they're gone to, I went to introduce J.D. Vance in Reno the other day. I think half the people in the audience were Californians who said to me after the speech, they said, Abel, can California be fixed? I said, how can we fix it? You left us.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, they're gone. And so many more want to leave, but they just can't afford to leave because of Kamala Harris.
Well, and what a problem it is. Now, you mentioned you're a farmer. That's your family's operation.
Yep.
It's been a while. What did go through your mind when you heard the vice president? And remember, first you said it was price gauging, and I thought, well, that's okay because everybody gauges their prices, right? I mean, but she sadly didn't mean that.
I was actually shocked that she wanted to go out there and go after Kroger and A&P and Albertsons and instead of making it easy for the farmer and for the chain store and lowering the price for the consumer, in her mind, let's just go after the chain store who will eventually go after the farmer, who will eventually go after the farm worker. Who, I mean, it's just, she's just has no clue. And I hate to say this because personally she was my attorney general, but the lights are on, but no one's home, my friend. And that's why she's taking Waltz over to this debate, to this question thing tonight. I mean, when you're running for city council or school board, and if you're in Los Banos, California, you're running for a mosquito board, you talk to people. She's taking somebody with her tonight on her first interview? Really?
You know, I'm
really. You want to be the leader of the free world, Jeff? You want to be the president of the U.S. and you have to take somebody just in case you stutter. Have him come in and kind of clean house. And don't get me started on Tim Walz. He's a fake.
Well,
I mean, we're farmers here. We're farmers here in California,
yes,
Jeff. And
yes,
we look back and the other day I was talking to some farmers and one guy says to me, he says, "Look, Abel, if you wear boots, jeans, a Carhartt jacket and a camouflage hat, you don't put tampon in fourth grade boys' restrooms."
Right. Boom. Mic drop, as some of our folks would say, right? That's exactly
right. You just don't, Jeff. You just don't.
Oh, my God.
They're fake. It's a fake. And
complete.
They're getting away with it. Yeah. I can't wait for the debate because Donald J. Trump will be very good. He will be himself. She'll be exposed.
Yep.
And you know what? People in California are nervous. We're nervous here, Jeff. We're nervous because we're so indoctrinated in California. We've lost for so long that we're afraid of losing our country. And we're just, every day we wake up, we just pray that the swing states see who she is and say, we're not going to go down that path. We're not going to go the California way. Because if California was great, her theme song would be California Dreamin'. And it's not.
What a great point. Abel, you know, I could chat with you forever because I've always admired you. I've always appreciated.
Thank you, Jeff, so much.
I'm hoping that we can get you back if you can free up some time. And please tell me that President Trump has whispered in your ear and said, hey, keep some space open because I'm going to need a Secretary of Agriculture. And there's nobody better in America than Abel Maldonado.
I'll tell you something, Jeff. First of all, number one, yes, I'll come back on your show whenever you'd like me to. And number two, we've got 70 days. It's 24/7, all hands on deck. Yes, and sir. Please don't stop, Jeff. We need every vote is going to count here. This is the election of my life. And I know it's the cliche, this is the most important election. No. This is the election of my life because my country cannot go San Francisco's way. It Absolutely. Just cannot.
Absolutely. Abel, I love you, brother. I thank you for being
here. I love you too, my friend.
I'll look forward to chatting again soon. That is one of the finest people that I've ever known. Abel Maldonado served in the California State Senate. He served as the Lieutenant Governor of California. I am sorry to say he was the last Republican ever to serve in that post. He is a farmer. He's a second-generation farmer. He understands getting dirty. He understands meeting payrolls. And he understands exactly who Vice President Kamala Harris really is. And she's a fake. 417, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com